It's Marketplace Tech Report from American Public Media for Friday, October 29th, 2010. I'm John Moe. The first wave of Google TV products is now available, with more on the way leading up to the holiday season. With Google TV, you can search on a TV to find favorite shows and movies. We told you about this a couple weeks back. But there are some new, pretty significant obstacles that Google is now facing. ABC, CBS, and NBC have all blocked Google TV from showing videos from their websites. So did Hulu.com. We need to figure out what's going on, because this is TV we're talking about, your primary veg-out mechanism. Danny Sullivan runs the site Search Engine Land. Danny, you bought a Google TV device recently. What happens when you try to watch a network TV show?
It'll usually say something like, sorry, this device doesn't work, or you don't have the right equipment, or something else other than saying, sorry, you're using Google TV, and we don't want you to watch us through Google TV.
Google hasn't paid us, so you can't watch our show.
Exactly. If you go to Hulu, which has a lot of the online television network content, they actually are nicer about it. They say, hey, you know, we know you're from Google TV, and we're not quite ready for you yet, and we're going to have a subscription plan, so, you know, come back later.
Later? Why couldn't a company as big as Google work this out before launch? John Falcone is executive editor at CNET.
I think Google has a little bit of a hubris problem. When they first got into the mobile phone space, they came out with this product called the Nexus One.
Yes, the Google phone.
Exactly. And they said, this is going to change the way cell phones are bought. You're going to buy directly from us, only online, and you won't need a cell phone carrier. Now, obviously, that's really dumb, because you still need a carrier for the phone.
Right. They're not a network, after.
Yeah. They were sort of shocked when all the cell phone carriers rebelled at them over putting out that product. And, well, of course that was going to happen. I feel it's like exactly the same situation here. When they were on the stage demoing the first version of Google TV and they're showing how you get to Hulu, you sort of knew there was a problem when there was no representative from Hulu up there that was, you know, embracing this with them.
Well, I mean, if you want to use the example of the Nexus One, that product ultimately stopped being made. I mean, it was so audacious that it sort of died. Is that what's going to happen to Google TV?
Yes and no. I mean, you could say the Nexus One died, which it did, but if you look at the other side of the coin there, the Android operating system is now the number one phone operating system in the U.S. I mean, it's blowing past iPhone. I'd be really surprised if the same thing doesn't happen here. I think you're going to see them cozying up with the networks.
And if Google and the networks cozy up to each other, where does that leave us? Again, Danny Sullivan.
I think more and more what will happen is the content that the networks are giving away free online will be restricted, and it just will be restricted for everybody, that they'll decide we're not making enough off of the commercials, and if people want to watch this, they should be paying for it. And they're starting to close all the holes, if you will, through these different devices.
Other stories we're following at MarketplaceTech.org. If you're traveling through airport security with the new 11-inch MacBook Air, the TSA says it can stay in your bag. No need to take it out or fuss with plastic bins. And Verizon will pay at least $52.8 million to customers unfairly charged for data network access. This after a decision Thursday by the FCC. Verizon will also pay a $25 million fine to the government. Last week, Gene Simmons of KISS had his website knocked offline after he picked a fight with computer hackers, and I laughed about it because Gene Simmons. But Wednesday night, everything on boingboing.net was taken down, replaced with obscene images, the work of hacker pranksters who claimed they were upset with Boing Boing's coverage of security. And unlike the Gene Simmons thing, that bothered me. I read Boing Boing. I know people at Boing Boing. Maggie Kurth Baker was on our show yesterday. Glenn Fleischman, who's on our show a lot, had an article up there just before the hack happened. But you know what? The Gene Simmons hack should bother me just as much. The internet is a place for everyone's ideas, even Gene's. And if you don't like what a website has to say, don't nuke it. Start your own. And don't be such a jerk. Our website might get blown up just for me saying this, but hey, it's got to be said. You can find us on Twitter. We're at Marketplace Tech. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. You can meet people talking about today's news at news.gather.com.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.